This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and that's what it means, family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, on the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to be healed this day. We want every... But I have in the studio right now John Carver, who probably has studied more and has the greatest archives of anyone I know of the great healing and miracle ministries of recent times. But recent times, how far back would your library
1880.
Go? 1880. That's a little further back than recent times. And you studied these great people. So the question I have to start with, and this question on many people's mind, is healing for everyone?
Yes, sir. Just like salvation is for everybody. God said that he would not anybody be lost. The point is that it's up to us to accept his love gift. Whether or not we want to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior or not is up to us. I heard the message when I was 10 years old in an old Roberts tent meeting, and I said, that's not for me. And I ran from God for 16 years. It's up to us. The message of salvation and healing go together. They're one. And it's up to us to accept God's gift. When a message comes on, I judge this way. If I go into a service and I'm preaching on salvation, I expect people to get saved. If I preach on, and I preached that God wanted to bless his people. They were in extreme. I was in a church where there was extreme poverty, and I said, "This is not the will of God for you to be in this extreme poverty." And I'm not a prosperity preacher in the sense where we hear a lot of things today. But one of the things that I did was I ministered on it's God's will to meet your need. 23rd Psalm: The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. And I shall not want for provision. And that was one of the things that I minister on. Jehovah Jireh, he will provide. And the same way when I preach on healing.
Would you do that right now? And I don't have any doubt that it's God's desire for everyone that grabs hold of these words when he prays a prayer of faith at the end of this teaching to receive a manifestation of your healing. Now, some of you will not. Some of you will have to water that seed for a while. Some of you will have to clean up your act and repent of your sins. Some of you will have to develop your quiet time with the Lord. Some of you will just have to get rid of your stinking thinking and get your thinking lined up with the Word of God. John Carver, would you teach a little on healing?
Yes, one of the favorite scripture verses comes to mind that Dr. Price uses quite so often is Mark, the 11th chapter, where Jesus curses the fig tree. And I've used this when I pray for
Mark people. Wrote that? I thought Kenneth Hagin wrote that.
No, I don't think so. I don't believe so. And I use that many times, especially when I deal with people when I pray for with cancer. And we've had wonderful testimonies of people being healed from the doctors that there's no more cancer left.
Just last week I heard about a couple healings under your ministry.
And so this is the scriptures that I use. And so one of the things that Jesus says is when you pray, in other words, he said, have the faith of God, or we're supposed to act like God acts. And how does God call things? He calls them done. And so one of the things that I found that in there, and it was through Dr. Price's writings, that when I looked into this, it was the little word desire in verse 24. When you pray, desire the things and they shall come to pass.
God will give you the desires of your heart.
That's what he said. Now God said that. And I've seen it happen hundreds of times in my own life and the lives of other people. I mean, some of the most insignificant things that you or I would think, well, that's just crazy. God God delights. He's a good God. He loves us. Old Robert said that. God's a good God. He's our Heavenly Father, and we as parents, we love to give good things to our children. And it says that. He says, if you ask for a fish, will you get a serpent? If you ask for bread, are you going to get something other than what you ask for? God says no. He says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. We don't want to go through what the Word of God says for us to do. And there are many facets to the word faith. And so many times there's a lot of things connected to. You know, there's such a thing as faith that has patience and faith that suffers. And Hebrews, the 11th chapter, is filled with examples, but there's nowhere in the Bible that I know of except Hebrews 11:1. It tells you what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's broken into two pieces. We have what God says we have. And if you have, just recently, someone said that they wanted to put me in their will. And I said, I really don't want to be in your will. Give it to your children. They deserve it, not me. And because I was doing the work of God and they wanted to bless me. And I said, I would prefer that you give it to your children. Now, will is a last testament of somebody, what they want. God has given us a last will and testament in His Word. In Hebrews, it's there. It'll tell you that. And He has paid for it with His life. He died that we might have life and that more abundantly. So read
effect,
His testament.
In effect, I'm in His will.
You're
in His will.
You got it.
You are in His will.
You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure that one out, do you?
Of course not.
So God has put us in His will. We're there. All we have to do is find out what's left. My dad had a will before he died. And he left me something, he left my brother something, and he left my sister something. And all we've got to do is find out what that something is. It's there. My name's on it, and your name on it is there too. Who's ever listening to this program, your name is written. Jesus said to the disciples when they came back, excited over the fact that they had power over a devil, he said, don't be excited over that. Be excited that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are in God's book. So therefore, get what God's book says that you have, and that is life and that more abundantly.
So look, if I want to catch a cold, I know exactly how to do it. If I want to catch a healing right now, tell me what's in the Messiah's will.
In Isaiah 53 and in Matthew 8, God put it in there for you. Jesus bore our sicknesses. He carried our infirmities. When we pray, we simply say, Lord, I am drawing on the bank account that you have laid up for me. That is part of the atonement, just as much as if I sat here and said, God, I need Jesus as my Savior. The Bible says, if I confess my sins, He's faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And the other thing is, if I need healing, I say to God, God, I need healing. I have thus and thus and thus. And I ask you, in Jesus' name, that you would heal me. And then God, in His sovereignty, has many different ways of doing that. And He has done that so many times. He may tell you, go dip 7 times. You may not like to dip in Jordan River, like Naaman, but the prophet came out. And he didn't come out. He told him to go dip. The guy that had the leprosy didn't like that. You know, there's times when we just don't want to do what God wants. You know, we're really a bunch of rebels. And we really need to learn to be under God's authority. And if God says to do something a certain way. I remember one time I went to pray for somebody and put oil on their head. They said, I don't want that on my head. I said, well, that's what James 5:14 says. And I said, if I can't do that, I can't pray for you. There's been so many times I've gone to pray for people in certain manners, or God would give me a word of knowledge, and they say, that's not me. And I have to go through this minefield of getting to where they're at because of the rebelliousness in their heart. God wants to save and heal people today, and we need to pray. If you're listening to me right now, and whatever your need may be, whether it's for healing, whether it's some domestic problem or whatever it may be, you call on your Heavenly Father with me. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the privilege and the testament that we have of your gift and sacrifice, that we might have life and that more abundantly. Right now, in Jesus' name, I call for the healing power of Jesus Christ to come into the lives of bodies right now that are broken and afflicted and diseased, and I curse every cancer, every organism that is alive in the body that isn't supposed to be not there. I call for God's power to come alive right now in Jesus' name, and I command that spirit to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Take your hand off of God's property right now, and I call for your total healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
And the word that's coming to me, I want you to quote it again, is desire. What does God say about desire?
Jesus said in Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you shall receive them and you shall have them." When God showed that to me, R.W. Shambach said to me, do I have time to say this real quick? R.W. Shambach, I shared this with him. One time I was on an archive trip and we literally stripped our home of every financial asset that we had in order to pay for this archive material. And so I was going out there praying, and I'm hearing my pastor, and my parsonage looks terrible, and my wife needs things for the home. Curtains have been here forever, seemed like. And God, I pray, I say, God, you got to bless my wife with the things that she needs in the home. And God says, you get them for her. And I said, well, what do you mean me get them for her, God? I said, you know, you're supposed to bless me, you know. And he said, use the same faith that you use to get these archives to get your wife the things that she needs. All I needed was desire. I didn't have a desire to take my wife shopping. You men know what I'm talking about. You don't want to take your wife shopping. I took her out shopping. I said, you get what you want, and God will find a way to give us the money. And guess what? He did.
God says, I will give you the desires of your heart. And I believe God has a greater desire to give us the desires of our heart than we have a desire to receive it.
Oh yes. Absolutely.
God has so much compassion.
Yes, he does. All the love of God.
And you have a great deal of compassion, especially for people with cancer.
Yes, sir, I do.
Pray specifically for cancer right now.
In the name of Jesus, every diabolical, whether it be spirit or whether it be because of environmental problems, I call for God's healing grace. I curse every living cell of cancer and everybody that hears this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, God, my Father, heal the broken bodies of this cancer. In every place that it's destroyed, every organ that is ate, I call for a creation of those organs to come back in the name of Jesus Christ right now. God, begin to grow those things that have been eaten up and restore health. In Jesus' name.
And Mishpocha, I have a dream. And my dream is for you to achieve all that God has for you in your life. And one of the ways that this will be is by developing your faith under one of the finest, most stable, man with integrity, teachers, the grandfather of them all. The book is just out in print. It's been out of print for years. It's by Dr. Charles Price. It's called The Meaning of Faith. We're asking $15 postage paid. I urge you, forget everything you've ever heard about faith and healing and miracles. Get a Bible, have quiet time with the Lord, and read this book and be all that God's called you to be.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.